It's been a really dark winter across the world. The fear of catching COVID, sickness, death, stop-start lockdowns, isolation, loneliness, oppression, persecution, threats to the stability of the world, businesses collapsing, jobs lost, threats of eviction, marriages and partnerships broken. But this day marks the increase of light in our world. Candlemas, when we remember the presentation of Christ in the temple, is held at the midpoint of winter, halfway between the shortest day and the spring equinox. It is a time when we really begin to notice the increasing strength of the life-giving sun. In our gospel reading, Simeon prophesied that this baby will be a light to lighten the whole world. He will save us all from darkness. No wonder Christians in ancient times held this festival at this point in the year, replacing pre-Christian celebrations of hope in the increasing sun. They wanted to tell of the hope brought to everyone by God's own Son. Can Jesus make a difference to the darkness we experience? Well, that's what this scripture and today's festival proclaims. Christ is a candle that carves a cave of light in the shadow places of our mind and soul. Jesus, our Saviour, is the spring sun which brings warmth and new life to our cold, cruel, wintry world. A few days ago, I basked in the sun as it streamed through my study window. I could feel it doing good to me, body and soul. Take time to bask in the Son of God this week, today if possible. Read scripture and ponder it. Worship. In that glow, let go of any resentment or bitterness freezing over your heart. Let Him warm your cold fear into hope. And then pray for whatever or whomever comes to mind. Let the warmth of God's Son rise upon you and generate new life, new growth. Let the light of God's Son rise upon you and allow you to see the world differently, as somewhere fallow, but ready and waiting, bursting with the potential for fruitfulness. Amen.